You are in the business of helping people. If you want to do well in business, or in your relationships, or in life in general, then it is important to understand something very important. It is this. You should be in the business of making other people's lives better. You are successful in business, and in your personal relationships, and in life in general, only to the degree to which you can make other people's lives better. People will only stay with you if they feel that they are better off by doing so. If they think that you are making their life worse, then they won't be motivated to stay, they will be motivated to move. If you do, consciously, try to make other people's lives better, then you will attract more customers, more friends, and more opportunities. Remember, you live in a free country, one where people don't have to do business with you. They could choose to talk to someone else. In a free market economy, the only way to really prosper is to find ways to add value to your customers. Add value to your customers. If you don't add value to your customers, then they won't add any value to you. You can only succeed by adding value to the marketplace, other people. Add value to others. In terms of adding value to others, you have three options. You could choose to add value to others, try to make their lives better and invite them to return value for value. In other words, you trade with others. Create a mutual exchange of values. These people do well. You could choose to add no value to others. These people say, "Why should I add value to you? Nobody helps me, why should I help you?" These people fail to create a mutual exchange of value. These people stay relatively poor. Take value from others and give nothing in return. These people say, "I take from those who have more than they need, because they can afford to lose it." These takers are the villains, the burglars, thieves, and fraudsters. These are the people who take values, they don't trade values. These people end up in jail. Or alone. Or both. The only way to win is to use method 1. Add value to the others. Ask them to engage in a mutual exchange of values. If you add value to your customers, then they will add value to you. If you add value to your wife, or husband, then he will add value to you. If you add to your family life, your family life will add to you. If you add value to your health will add value to you. But if you don't add value, if you take more than you give, then you should not expect your relationship to last. If you take from your boss, and don't give your full service, in return, then you should not expect your career to climb. There is no choice to be made between doing well and doing good. There is a cynical saying that says, "Nice guys finish last." This is not true. You can be a nice guy and finish first. In fact, if you want to do well and be happy and long-range successful, then you need to be nice. Do well by doing good. You can, and should, strive to do well by being good to others. Doing good never did Bob Geldof's career any harm, did it? You need to make people around you feel good about you. Only then will you gain their willing cooperation and assistance. Only then will you gain and keep them as customers and friends, and only then will your life be good, on all levels. So, please spend your time figuring out the answer to these two questions. How can I add value to others? How can I make other people's lives better? On this basis, you could win big. Thank you.